Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
This is Abby Fink. I'm joined by Mariah Perez.
Hi.
So starting out with your high school career, playing in Newark, New Jersey, how much is Dayton different from Newark?
It's a lot different. It's a lot. Newark is a city that has like a lot of more people, a lot of things going on. Dayton is like a lot more calm, a lot more warming. When it comes to like the city, it's a lot of things going on at one time. So, you know, it's nice to be here and things are moving slow, you know, and just a lot of amazing people.
Was anything about that change difficult or like major differences?
It wasn't difficult because I came into like a nice warming city. Dayton is an amazing city, has like a lot of fans, a lot of just people that are welcoming. So it was a real smooth change because of all the welcoming people here.
And then what drew you into Dayton from your high school team?
What drew me into Dayton was the team and the coaches, just how family-oriented it was and how welcoming they were. So it was just I felt like it would be a lot easier, smooth transition from high school to college.
And then I also saw on your biography that you were invited to play for Team Puerto Rico and Team USA while you were in high school. So tell me a little bit about those experiences there.
It was an amazing experience. Never thought I'd have that opportunity. So the fact that I was able to know to get those opportunities was amazing.
And then definitely here you have a large social media presence doing interviews like this and the mini mic with Mariah. Was that something that you were used to in high school or was that something that was totally new to you?
Honestly, it was totally new to me, but I think my personality, I just went with the flow and I was able to like just show my personality and have fun with it.
And then again with the mini mic with Mariah, what started that whole segment on Facebook?
What started that is one of the coaches came up to me and talked about it, Julie. She said, you know, we were wondering if you wanted to do a little episode talking about the games and then just learning more about each player and coaches, and asked me to do it. And I was like, of course. So, you know, shout out to them. Shout out to our social media side.
And then moving into like your early college career, had some more few points than you have recently. And then with the big star lineup that was here before you, talk about like your patience during that time. And then like, what did you learn from watching those other players before you?
College, you know, it's a different speed as high school. You know, not everything's going to go as planned as you would like it, but, you know, just staying with the process, you know, taking one day at a time and looking at my upperclassmen and seeing the things that they do on and off the court just helped me stay with the course of, you know, me, you know, one day my time's going to happen. So just having really good role models helped me be a lot more patient.
And then that major change from your junior to senior year with huge increase in stats, what were some of the things that you did on and off the court to make that major change?
I was just in the gym looking at film. Also, if I wasn't in the gym, I was just looking at film with things that I can do with my coaches. So just, you know, believing in myself and believing in my teammates and whatever they need for me at that moment is what I gave, you know, not every time you have to score or get score. So, you know, maybe they need to rebound. So I was just doing whatever I can to, you know, help our team.
And then you also experienced a change in coaches in your career here. So what are some of the major differences between the two different coaching styles and things like that?
The one major difference or like from both the coaching staffs I had is like this coaching staff really emphasized playing really fast. So we tried to score within less than 6 seconds. So just playing really fast is something that is a lot different from the last coaching staff.
And then now you're in grad school for educational leadership. Mm-hmm. So just tell me a little bit of what that includes and how that's translated onto the court as well.
So it just includes about just being a better leader. I one day want to open my own childcare. So I just, in class, we just talk about, you know, connecting with families and students. So I just think about, like, using that and connecting with my teammates. So a team that has a really good connection on and off the court is a team that usually is successful because they know what each person wants personally and as a team. So just building that leadership and building that connection with each player is, you know, something I'm learning, still learning, and will always be learning about.
And then you said with the childcare, was there anything that sparked that inspiration, or has that always been something that you wanted to do?
I just have a love of infants and toddlers. So, I mean, I've always wanted to, I kind of always wanted to, like, have a big family. But then as time goes on, I was like, and I started to train kids and stuff. So I was like, oh, my God, I think this is something I want to do. Yeah.
And then I also saw that you come from a big family yourself.
Yes, I do.
And was there any competitiveness growing up? Is that anything that influenced your sports?
It was a lot of competitiveness with my, especially with me and my older brother. We always like compete on certain things, and my other brother, my dad's side, and yeah, it was super competitive. And then with my cousins, it was always a competition. And I was the only girl, so you know, always go against the boys on certain things. So I'll say, throughout my whole family, it's like really super competitive.
And then, did you play any other sports growing up? And what kind of led you down the direction of basketball specifically?
I played soccer for 2 years before I ever played basketball. What led me was a lot of people were saying, oh, my God, you're so tall. We should play basketball. And I was just like, okay, I'll give in. And then my brother played basketball, too. So I was like, okay, I looked up to my older brother a lot. And I was like, I'll do it just because, you know, people are mentioning my height. And then my brother played it, too. So I was like, okay.
Yes. And then about your classes this semester, mm-hmm. Tell me about that balance between basketball and school.
This semester is a little bit different and interesting because instead of having classes during the day, I have it at nighttime because of my master's program. But that's the only like difference, but, I think it's the same because, you know, past 4 years, I'm juggling 5 classes, you know, with this semester, I'm juggling 3 classes. So it's a lot less, work, but, I just used everything I've learned my previous years of doing both and just still applying it.
Thank you. That was Mariah Perez, and I'm Abby Fink. Now back to the arena.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.